Hallelujah, happy Christmas, precious family, and hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you that on this day where mankind has remembered that you came, Lord, thank you that we can just share this powerful, beautiful, wonderful good news of the reality of that everything has been done and everything is complete, and in you we live and move and have our being, and our lives are now hid with you, Jesus, in the Father, in every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 28 from verse 8 to 10. They rushed quickly to tell his disciples, and their hearts were filled with fear, awe, and great joy at the same time. Along the way, Jesus suddenly appeared in front of them and said, "Rejoice!" They were so overwhelmed by seeing him that they bowed down and grasped his feet in adoring worship. Then Jesus said to them, "Throw off all your fears. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. They will find me there."
Hallelujah. I love the angels before just prepared them and said, "Go to Galilee, you will see him there. He's not dead, he's alive." And in this wonderful words of Jesus when he met them after 3 days and three nights, he says, "Rejoice." What is rejoice? There was joy. God made man for joy, to celebrate him, find themselves, and have joy in all the beauty that he made this world for them to enjoy. And then they lost it. And what is the first word he says here after the resurrection? Rejoice. Come back to the original intent. And what is the original intent? Ephesians 1 verse 4. Predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And this is the beauty. God bridged the distance between heaven and earth. He dealt with the darkness, the deception, the lies. And Jesus came 2,000 years ago. But the reality is when we wake up to the beauty of this new and this better covenant, we realize everything has been done. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who has dealt with sin, taken it away as far as the east is from the west, and blessed us with everything pertaining to life and godliness. And just as he gave himself totally to mankind, one came for all, one died for all, one lives for all. He's not looking for second-hand convert churchgoers. He's looking for disciples. Just as the original disciples, what did he say to them? He says, "For a little while you won't see me. And then in a little while you will see me." And then he explains, because he will be born into the world. A son will come. To us a child has been given. A son has come. And then he says, "No one will take away your joy." So the reality is, when we understand this is not a part-time dedication to the Lord, it's an eternal marriage, it's eternal union, and it's eternal life that we got to walk in, from waking up to the stone that the builders rejected, that he's a precious stone, and then the day of salvation arises, and then that's the enjoyment of the Lord, working with the Lord on a continual basis, glory to glory, seeing him more, enjoying him more, and growing in everything pertaining to life and godliness. That's what Christmas is all about. That's why Jesus came, and that's why Jesus died, and that's why Jesus lives, so that you can now live in his presence. As he says so beautifully in John 12, I think it's from verse 26, he says, "Get finished with the world and follow me like disciples, and then where I am, you will also be." You'll be developing on schedule, you'll be waking up to the perfect love on a daily basis, and you're in the perfect goodness of God in his presence, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. That's the reality we've got to all come to. Total dedication, total commitment, walking conscious of the Lord at all times. And then he says so beautifully in that same scriptures, if you honor me this way, he who follows me this way, he says the Father will honor you as well. And this is clarity on the wonderful promise in John 14. He says, I will come live with you and the Father will come live with you. And then Judas, not Iscariot, says, how will you come live with us and not with the world? And then he says, why? Because you will love me. And if you love me, you love my word, my great and precious promises. And that is what happens. That then the reality comes in. When you walk in conscious of the Lord, walk in conscious of what his mercies that are new every day and what he's saying to you. And then you're in the light as he's in the light. And the blood of Christ cleanses you from all darkness. And you partake of the goodness and favor and peace and protection and provision of God. So, hey, take hold of this. This is the goodness of Christmas, guys. And have a wonderful Christmas today and every day together. Have a lovely being with Christ from this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.